It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. This week, the Michigan Civil Service Commission voted to restrict state employees' collective bargaining power. The board restricted collective bargaining on seniority, overtime pay, and scheduling. Backers of the move say the new rules will improve government efficiency. The only member of the commission who voted no on the changes, Bob Swanson, says the state took away rights that the unions and state had previously bargained for. What do you think about this, Jack?
Well, it's exactly what happened. The state took away rights that the unions and the state had previously bargained for. Swanson is the only member of that board who wasn't appointed by Rick Snyder. He was appointed by the last Democratic governor, and guess what? The Republicans do not like unions. They especially don't like unions in sort of the current era, and they'll do anything they can to damage unions, limit their power, and they could get away with this. So they did.
Michigan is being sued over same-sex couple adoptions and foster care placements. The ACLU says faith-based adoption agencies that take public money are turning away same-sex married couples based on religious objection. The lawsuit says the practice violates the First Amendment and equal protection rights in the U.S. Constitution. The Michigan Catholic Conference says adoption agencies shouldn't have to violate religious principles to fulfill their mission. Jack, who's got the firmer foothold here?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the ACLU is right in this, and the key words are public money. If they chose not to take public money, they could do whatever they wanted to. But if you take public money, you're obligated to observe, I would think, the laws of the land. Now, this will be a very interesting case, and I'm sure it will be litigated in courts and appealed from there. But the Catholics are right. Nobody should have the right to discriminate against how somebody feels. But if you take money from the government, you have to go along with the government's rules.
Governor Rick Snyder has signed off on legislation that expands campaign donation limits for certain types of big donors. Basically, unions and corporations can donate unlimited amounts of money to certain committees. That's actually old news since the Supreme Court outlawed those types of limits in 2010. What's interesting about this bill is that it lets politicians solicit money from those committees. Jack, help us read between the lines here.
Well, anybody who knows anything about it and cares about transparency in government will tell you this is simply awful. It's being portrayed as just a codification of Citizens United, the decision, of course, in 2010 that said there could be essentially no limits on what corporations or unions give to candidates. But what this does is allow people to keep more money secret and allow the politicians. Let's say I was running against you, Rebecca, for Master of the Universe. And I would go, I would define some group called Citizens for Puppies and Kittens and encourage them to solicit donations from the Ku Klux Klan so they could get a lot of money and run it to make ads that were ostensibly issue ads, but were really attacking you personally. And nobody could find out where that money came from or who solicited it. So it is just one more way of preventing citizens from finding out what's going on. And if you talk to Craig Mauger at the nonpartisan Michigan Campaign Finance Network, he'll tell you this is an utter and absolute disgrace.
It sounds like we could see an actual proposal to overhaul the state's no-fault auto insurance as soon as next week. The yet-to-be-released plan is the brainchild of an unlikely pairing, House Speaker Tom Leonard and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. We don't know any details yet, but the Detroit News reports the plan is expected to include an option that lets some or all drivers buy lower-cost plans that put caps on lifetime medical benefits for catastrophic injuries. Jack, why do you think Mayor Duggan and House Speaker Leonard decided to team up on this?
Well, first of all, Mike Duggan is a guy who could sell bags of sand in Saudi Arabia. He's an absolutely brilliant negotiator and politician. And as far as I can figure out, Tom Leonard thinks that if you do this, it's a pathway to lowering auto insurance rates all over the state for everybody. The problem in Detroit is massive, worse than most people think. Most people don't have insurance, or they'll buy insurance for a week so they can get their license and certification and then not pay it anymore. But no matter what they come up with, Arlen Meekhof, the Senate Majority Leader, says absolutely not. He's not going to allow this bill. He's going to kill this bill, he says. He considers it price fixing. So I don't know how you get around that. And if you don't, nothing's going to happen no matter what Leonard and Duggan agree to.
All right, Jack, well, have a good weekend, and you better get started on that Master of the Universe campaign this weekend.
I hope your prices are fixed very low, Rebecca.
Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.